This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Welcome. This is Chris Switz and Morning Devotion. An old, frail old man went to live with his son and daughter-in-law and their four-year-old son, who was his grandson. And the old man's hands trembled. His eyesight was blurred. His steps faltered. But the family ate together at the table, and the elderly grandfather's shaky hands and his failing sight made eating quite a difficult task. The peas rolled off his spoon onto the floor, and when he went to have a glass of milk, he grabbed the glass and the milk spilled on the tablecloth. And the son and the daughter-in-law became quite irritated. "Well, look, we've got to do something about Grandfather," said the son. "I've had enough of his spilt milk, his noisy eating and the food on the floor." So the husband and wife set a small table in the corner, and there Grandfather ate alone while the rest of the family enjoyed their dinner. Now, Grandfather had broken one or two dishes. His food then was served in a wooden bowl just to stop that happening again. And when they glanced in his direction, sometimes he had a tear in his eye. He sat there alone. Still, the only words the couple had for him were sharp rebukes when something happened or the food was spilled again. They were really quite upset about this. But the four-year-old boy, he watched it in silence. And one evening before the meal, the father noticed his son playing with some wood scraps on the floor. "What are you making?" And the little boy said, "Oh, look, I'm just making a little bowl for you and Mum to eat your food in when I grow up." Well, the four-year-old smiled, went back to work, and the words struck the parents. They were dumbfounded. They didn't know what to say, and so moved were they that the tears came down their cheeks. They knew what had to be done. So that evening, the husband took Grandfather's hand and led him back to the family table. And for the rest of his time there, he ate his meal with the family. And for some reason, neither the husband or wife seemed to care whether the fork was going to be dropped or the milk was accidentally spilt on the table or the tablecloth was soiled. You see, it didn't matter because things were different. Sometimes we need a wake-up call to see what matters most. What is the most important thing in life for you? Is it money or happiness? Is it love? Now, these things are certainly important, but what about good values? And these are what we consider more important than our feelings. For example, just about everyone feels less like eating junk food. And yet, if you eat whatever you feel like eating, junk food, you'll end up overweight, unhealthy. So then what stops people from eating all the food that they feel like eating? Why do they decide, no, I'm not going to do that? It's good values. Recently, I heard an anonymous poem called "Live a Life That Matters." "Ready or not, someday it'll all come to an end. Your wealth, fame, and temporal power will shrivel to irrelevance. It will not matter what you owned. The wins and losses that once seemed so important will fade away." You know, it's fine to care about a lot of things, family and friends in partnership or work or your community or your hobbies. But what matters most? The old man living with his family, he's much happier. Grandfather's much happier because he found out through the four-year-old grandson that some things that irritate us don't really matter. I mean, it's good to have a tidy kitchen. And what about spilt peas on the floor? Well, some people say that that what matters most is that I live each day with integrity and compassion, generosity, and to encourage other people. But here's what I think. I think love is what really matters. The Apostle Paul tells us in this wonderful passage called the Love Passage in 1 Corinthians 13, and he said, "If I could speak all the languages of earth and of angels, but don't love others, I'd only be a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. If I gave everything I have to the poor and even sacrificed my body, I could boast about it. But if I didn't love others," Paul said, "I would have gained nothing. Because love is patient and kind. It's not jealous or boastful or proud or rude. It doesn't demand its own way. Three things will last forever," says Paul: faith, hope, and love. And the greatest of these is love. So it is important. What is the thing that matters most? Love. The Bible says that love is a command. It's a choice, something that you can choose to do. Heavenly Father, thank you. Thank you that love is the best. Help us to put it into practice. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.